Hallelujah.
Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your inspiration and your clarity coming forth this morning as we go through this portion of Scripture in Psalm 119. Thank you, Lord, for your helping me interpret and open it up beautifully, and also to refresh my brothers and sisters in the group. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, precious saints. Danita, I'm letting her sleep in this morning. It's an off day today, so I'll be with you here. And we, on the fifth letter of the alphabet, it's her, H-E, and it's from verses 33 to 40 in Psalm 119. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. I love this, and that, you know, if the Lord doesn't teach us, you know, and if we don't draw near for him to teach us, then we couldn't know what is right, we couldn't know what our daily portion is, and then we couldn't keep it till the end of the day, because tomorrow we get more manna again. So we don't want to share old manna. We want to always be in tune with the Lord, just as the Israelites were taken through the desert. It was every day they had to keep in step with the cloud, and then at night keep in step with the fire. And so it is also with us, one day at a time. But then as well, this whole relationship we in, we see this is no short-term thing, you know. This is like when you meet your a wonderful partner for life. It's every day you're drawing close. Every day you're getting to know each other better and enjoying each other's presence. And this is the same with our walk. And the Bible says, he who endures to the end will be saved. And the enduring to the end is waking up to the gospel, preaching this gospel, this good news. So we know we get into this word to get light, not darkness. We get into this word to get answers, not problem. So yes, in the word we've got some things that point out demonic activity, but we always read on. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. So you know you've been approved. It was God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that had this idea for this new covenant to bring us back to all that we lost. And so we draw close to them so that they can enlighten us, and so we understand the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter until the fullness of day. So we stay with the Lord every day, and to stay with him we need, here verse 34, give me understanding that I may keep your laws and observe it with my whole heart. So we've got understanding that this is something that's going to come from the heart. It's God that works in us to will and to do, from the heart to the head and then to our bodily actions and attitudes and actions. So it's spirit, soul, and body. And the understanding is there's a name written for us. And Jesus says to his disciples, don't rejoice because you could heal people and lots of things, you could see mighty things. But rejoice. So you find your joy in drawing close to the Lord and partaking of your name, that unique story that has been written out for you. Holy and blameless in Christ Jesus is the boundary lines, but it's very unique, what no eye has seen or ear has heard. And that's why we understand that. And that's why, again, we in this to the end. I think of Paul's words. I press on to know him, because I forget what lies behind, but I press on to know what has been made available for me. So we're always pushing forward. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Amen. We're refreshed, we're motivated day by day. His mercies are new every morning. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Yeah, so we know that his testimonies, his leadings, his way, his truth is the best that that we could ever have. So we look into the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who made us. So we don't want anything else. And so we don't want to be drawn aside. What good if we gain the whole world, but we lose our own soul? So we are finding ourselves. We are walking in the footsteps of Jesus. As the Father sent Jesus, so he sent us. So we don't want anything else. So we incline our ear, our heart to our daily food, to our daily leading, and that's it. Amen. 37, turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise that you may be feared. So we revere the Lord, we love the Lord, we know he's just got the best for us. We are his workmanship in Christ Jesus. So we don't want to see and be drawn into selfish gain and the world around us. Amen. We keep our eyes on the Lord. That's it, because the path is laid out there for us. And so we pray, thank you, Lord, that our eyes of our understanding are enlightened. Morning by morning, you enlighten our eyes. So we stay with you. So that's so wonderful. Those are promises God has given and promises God fulfills. And then it goes on, confirm to your servant your promise that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. So you don't want to go off the road and bump your head and start walking in attitudes and actions outside of the boundaries that have fallen for us in good places. And the last verse, behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. So we understand that Jesus became sin for us. He dealt with our past, with our old carnal life. Now we got spiritual life. And spiritual life is righteousness. And righteousness is eternal life, the God quality of life. So just as Jesus paid for sin 3 days, 3 nights, and then he was raised up by the glory of the Father, now just to enjoy the righteousness, the rights of being a king, king of all kings, the Lord of lords. And so also we united with him. That is what our desire is. We finished with the childish ways of sin, and we are now children of the living God, and that's what we push into. Amen. So it's awake to righteousness and sin no more. For some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So this morning and every day we're waking up to know what God knows, so that we can have the faith that God has for us, and that's what we live by. Righteous live by faith. Amen. And so it's righteousness by faith. Be blessed, because God loves you, and because God inspires you, and you're a delight to him, and you are delighting in his precepts, in his law, in his rules, on this path, on this amazing love that we have received. In Jesus' name, amen.